Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He doesn't want to play for the Spurs anymore at all. He wants out. He's miserable. He believes that Popovich, no, he won't say it because he never talks. He's as silent as a ghost. But he said, Carver High, am I wrong? He basically said, you talked about my people, in other words, my camp, my representation, you slam them, and I'm not going to forgive you for that. And also, Tony Parker opened up his fat mouth about him as well, mocking him and his injury. So you got teammates and your coach talking smack about your people or you or your injury and doubting you and saying, I had the same injury. I was back on the floor in no time. The writing's on the wall. He's finished. Am I wrong in San Antonio?
I agree with you. I don't see how they repair.
He tried to. It didn't work.
Especially with those two things. I agree. I believe all the stories you hear that he was extremely upset by both of those things that happened. And the best move to make would be to move him. Now, clearly, it's not happening here at draft night. I mean, it didn't happen tonight, so it's not going to involve maybe next year's picks or whatever like that.
Right.
But we've gone beyond this first little hurdle here.
He's not going to the Lakers.
We heard that today, too, that right. They basically, the Lakers called the Spurs, and the Spurs basically, you know, said, nah, sorry.
Hung up the phone. Thanks for calling. Hope you're having a nice summer. In my view, you would have to be stupid to give him to the Los Angeles Lakers when you play out west, and you have to deal with that. I don't want any part of that. I've said this many times. Send him to the Magic. You know, don't let him get what he wants. I've never believed that, let's face it, the teams run the business, right? They call the shots. They're going to send you where they want. All you have to know about who runs the business is look at tonight, all these players that got traded, right? It happens every year, right? So you get some kid gets drafted, like, right, Doncic, and he's number three, right? How fast was he Atlanta Hawk? How long did he get into a Dallas uniform? In 5 seconds, they traded. It was like, thanks a lot, bye. You're meat. You're a piece of meat. That's what you are. You are a prospect. They have your rights. They own you. It is simple. It's no other way to describe it. So I believe that he's going to get traded, if at all, to someone in the East. That might very well be the Boston Celtics, if they were smart. I mean, if the San Antonio Spurs are smart, they're going to go get Tatum. They're going to get their hands on Jaylen Brown. And if while I'm at it, I'll take Marcus Smart, too, because Popovich is all about defense. So give me that monster. That guy plays defense like no other. I think that guy, though, Smart, he would literally have to go to literally mental rehab if he left Boston. Like, I honestly think he'd need, to be in a rubber room if they traded him, because I think he loves playing there. And, he'd die for the Celtics and their fans, right? Like, this guy will run through a wall for them, right? And then if they traded him away like that, like a piece of meat, I think he'll be devastated. That kid, you remember when he was in college, he was like a head case? But he really hasn't been a head case in the NBA, has he? He's just been a tough player. He's like a tough mother. There's no doubt about it. But I would I could see it happening with Boston, but that's in a perfect world, right? But I think that at the same time, I have to say this. I believe fully that the Boston Celtics right now, as is, are already rock star status, lock, stock, and barrel, the best team in the East. No questions asked. People are going to say, Toronto, please stop. Just stop. Toronto could win 70 games and they'd still lose in the playoffs. You can quote me on that, too. And secondly, you watch this guy, Kyrie Irving, Hayward. They're both coming back and they need nothing. Then he went out and got this Williams kid tonight, right, from A&M. He's another monster. So once again, Danny Ainge, if you ask me, he knows what he's doing. He's fabulous at what he does. He's learned, I think, a great deal since he's been, you know, watching that guy as a player evolve into this management suit, right? This guy calling the shots. You remember when he played, everybody wanted to beat his ass. Do you remember when Danny Ainge played? He was so annoying. Everybody wanted to kill him. He's a great executive. He's done a great job with the Celtics, if you ask me. And he knows what he's doing. All the moves he's made are brilliant. The team as is right now, even with their draft pick tonight, if you ask me, are loaded. They don't need Kawhi Leonard, but they'll take him. If San Antonio wants to give him to Boston, I'm sure they'll find a way to make it work. In fact, I think they will give up big-name players for Kawhi Leonard. They'd be even better with him. If they had Kyrie Irving, Hayward, and Kawhi Leonard, and like Morris and whatever else they got on that team that's already tough as hell, Horford, I think they'd be rock star status, and they would win the East. I think they'll be in the Eastern Final again this year, no questions asked. In fact, I think they'll be in the NBA Finals. Now, if LeBron stays in Cleveland, because, you know, the kid, Colin Sexton, went there tonight. He's like, come on, baby, let's go. You needed a piece? You got a piece. Let's go. Because that kid can flat-out play. And I got to tell you, this is just being honest. Colin Sexton, to me, is a baller that can score at nauseam against anybody. He's going to go end-to-end and put the ball in the hole. To me, these guys they got now are just garbage. I can't take any more of J.R. Smith's stupidity on the basketball floor on that franchise. I'll play Colin Sexton over that guy every day of the week. Now, people say, you're crazy. That guy's a veteran. He knows how to play. He can hit a big shot. No, he can't. No, he can't. His career's over. He's finished. He's washed. That's all there is to it. He's terrible, and he's stupid. On top of it, am I wrong? Is he not the dumbest guy? Like, he's already, it's one incident after the next with this guy. Am I wrong? And this kid, the other kid, Sexton, he's end-to-end, trust me. This kid's 100 miles an hour. He's like a motorboat. The guy's going to go end-to-end and finger roll city because he just has score. So imagine that kid with Cleveland, because all these other guys, listen, I'm telling you, they got to get Korver's head straight. Right? You can't have that guy out there not scoring a point in the playoffs, which is what he did. He never did anything. He never did a thing. And I hate to bring it up again, but his brother died, and that was the end of him. He never played again. He never mattered. It was like he was sleepwalking through the playoffs. I mean, he was terrible. And then yesterday they had stories. Oh, we got to get Love. We got to keep Love. Of course they're keeping Kevin Love, because if they lose LeBron James, they literally don't have a franchise without Love. Right? So put the kid Sexton in and play him. They have to build this team up again. Because if you ask me, Thompson, J.R. Smith, Korver, I mean, they all kind of smell a little bit like garbage in the garage, don't they? I mean, honestly, none of them produced at all. I don't want to hear it. They didn't produce at all. That's it. It's time to change things up in Cleveland a little bit. Would you agree with that?
I agree. I think you saw, especially in the Golden State series and really the whole playoff, that he needs, well, if he stays, of course, LeBron, he needs a replenishment of those minor pieces that are around.
Do you think there's enough mafia in L.A. for him to go to the Lakers right now?
No. Those guys are young. They don't know how to win. They've never been in a situation they win.
Because he knows they won't win.
They will not win with just him. They will not be even competitive in the playoffs with just him.
But with him and, like, what if he goes with Mo Wagner and the rest of that team with Kuzma and Ingram and Zoe as is? Would he be interested in that team?
I don't think so. If you're in the East, yeah, sure. You could probably be a 4 or 5 seed and, you know, maybe get a playoff series win. Maybe even, you know, sneak your way into the Eastern Conference Finals. In the West, you're going to get smoked with that roster. That is not a winning roster in the West. You need to add more veterans. You need to add other guys that can help him carry the load. And those guys, while they have a lot of young talent, have not developed to that point yet. And I think the Cleveland Cavaliers, too. I mean, Korver, he's 37. He might be done. He might just retire at this point with everything that happened to him this season and the way things went down towards the end of the year. You know, obviously got to see what you can do with JR. But you have those young guys you did not play that you traded. See what you can do with them in the offseason. See what you can do with Sexton. Start making this team young, fresh, and fast, and get rid of the old guys slowing you down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.